When the 4th and 5th graders at Natural Bridge Elementary School were handed the lyrics to Amazing Grace, they were ready to sing out. But first, they needed a lesson in the four voice types of a choir. There's the bass.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
They had tenor and alto singing harmony.
I once was lost, but now am found.
Then it's time for the soprano.
I really hope she sings the melody.
The students are ready for the melody, too. They join in before the conductor gives them their cue.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the...
Natural Bridge Elementary has maintained its music classes, even as schools across the country have eliminated them. In Miami-Dade, those decisions are made by each school. For this school in North Miami, music is important. Many of the students are Haitian or Caribbean immigrants and still adjusting to school in the U.S. And Principal Frank McBride says he can connect with almost every student through song.
The kid may not speak English, but he may know Amazing Grace from sitting in church.
Yeah.
And he can sing. And he may want to try to sing.
In past years, McBride encouraged dozens of Natural Bridge Elementary students to join the Miami Choral Academy. Seraphic Fire taught choral music and theory to Miami students through the program. McBride says all different kinds of Natural Bridge Elementary students joined the Miami Choral Academy.
Every kid that was in MCA that took these standardized tests showed growth. So it's, you know, a fact that children that are musical, that read music, do better on standardized tests.
And he says they became better students in general. After the Miami Choral Academy's grant ran out this year, Seraphic Fire figured out a way to keep teaching students. They plan on giving lessons to about 1,000 Miami-Dade students, which is actually a lot more than could join the Miami Choral Academy. It's not their first time in front of a classroom. All four Seraphic Fire members visiting Natural Bridge Elementary have been teachers, from elementary through college. Bass singer James Bass, yep, that's his real name, taught a year in elementary school.
And the one thing you learn right away when you teach that age is you can't have dead air.
The four Seraphic Fire members run through songs with the students for more than an hour. They start with some call and response sounds to warm up the vocal cords. Then a summer camp tune.
A little faster, still echoing.
Kumalama, kumalama, kumalama fiesta.
Kumalama, kumalama, kumalama fiesta.
Oh, no, 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 not the fiesta.
Oh.
Then the harmony lesson of Amazing Grace, before letting students cut loose on Zum Gali Gali, an Israeli folk song. Before ending the lesson, Bass asked students what they liked about singing the songs. A student named Niame raises his hand.
That it made me feel confident.
It's fun to sing loud, he says. Seraphic Fire alto Luthien Brackett says singing in a chorus does make you feel more confident.
Because you're not put on the spot, you don't have to be the one that everyone's listening to, you can just be part of a group and so you can feel a little bit safe, but you're immediately engaged.
When Seraphic Fire performs a concert in December, these students will be in the audience. And in January, Seraphic Fire members will be back to talk to students about what they heard. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.